Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 30th, the sting of accusation. Satan is called the accuser of the brothers from Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Is it any wonder that words with the smell of sulfur and death come through the lips of people whose hearts are far from God? That's what David faced when confronted by a member of the displaced royal family of Saul, Shimei of Bahurim. Curses, bitterness, rage, accusation, libel, slander. It was to David's credit that he did not turn on Shimei and have him struck down. David knew that these accusations had a much greater source than the man delivering them. So he was content to wait and let the Lord of all things, Lord even of the evil one, reveal that source and deal with it in his own good time. Jesus said, "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." Luke chapter 6, verse 45. If you've ever been the target of accusation or the pointed finger, even an overwhelmingly hateful screed, remember, "But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you." In other words, as David did, practice the second great commandment with your enemies. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.